Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now let's get started with Results Driven.
Good morning and welcome to Results Driven. My name is Kurt J. High from my company, High Value Consulting. If you'd like to hear more information or obtain more information about what you hear today during our show, please give us a call at 484-431-2874. Or you can visit us online at our newly updated website, highvalueconsulting.org. And while you're at my website, you can click on the radio page to check out past shows and or to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. As we head into the final stretch of 2025, a lot of people are reflecting on what the past year has brought them and what's next. What's next for what might hold in 2026? Maybe we've been thinking about big life changes, like when you finally step away from that 9-to-5 and start enjoying the retirement you've worked so hard for. But deciding when to retire is a deeply personal choice, and timing can make a big difference in your financial confidence and long-term comfort. So today, we're going to talk about a few signs that retirement in 2026 might not be the best move, but why giving yourself just one more year on the job could set you up for a smoother, more secure transition into retirement. You know, I read that some people plan to ease into retirement by cutting back to part-time hours. I tried to do that once, but my boss called it showing up late. So before we get started, let me bring in my co-host who swears she's been easing into retirement since the day after high school. Good morning, Jacqueline. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Kurt. And, you know, I am guilty as charged for that one. But then this is where you're supposed to say, yeah, but you just graduated high school yesterday. Right, Kurt?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well,
I am fantastic. This weekend, we finally chose a venue and a date for our wedding. So I'm not going to share too much about it. You know, because we need to put down a deposit first. But I think it's good news. I feel a weight lifted off of me. I'm sure, you know, we talked about when you got to that point as well and how just having a date set makes a world of difference for our wedding. So
it does. And giving, you know, setting a target, setting goals and planning, it's all about a successful outcome.
Absolutely.
I truly believe in that. And that's one of the foundations that institute into my practice and my life.
Yes. Well, and I know we just talked a little bit before the show today, Kurt, and you kind of mentioned that you guys got snow for the first time this weekend. Tell me more.
We got a little snow flurry action. The temperature and the wind was howling here in the Northeast. And it was definitely a wake up call. Because winter's here. It's here.
So, yes. Yeah. Well, and I'm in Minnesota and we made some jokes about that because Minnesota is not the best during the winter. So I will take a little flurries and a little winter there before I, you know, have to now suffer for a few months.
Right. I got you. Or get out the snow shovel, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I am really excited about this topic because a lot of people are asking kind of the same question right now. Is next year the right time to retire? Or should I hold off just a little longer? And that's a big question to try to answer.
During our conversation today, we'll be referencing information and insights from a recent USA Today article, 3 Signs You Should Wait Another Year Before Retiring.
All right, Kurt. So let's jump into the first sign that retiring in 2026 may not be the best move. And that's if you're not totally comfortable with your savings that you currently have.
There's no magic number that guarantees you'll have enough money in retirement. Everyone's situation is different. Your lifestyle, your health, where you live, and what you want your retirement to look like, it all plays a role in your final decision. But a simple way to check your progress is to estimate how much income you'll need each year. Subtract your expected Social Security benefits, then multiply the difference by 25. This is just a rough estimate. And that'll give you a good ballpark how much you should have saved. So let's use this example. Let's expect that you want to spend about $60,000 a year in retirement. Your Social Security will cover $24,000. So that leaves you around $36,000 a year that you need to cover from either your 401k savings or your IRA savings. Multiply that $36,000 by 25, and you're roughly looking around $900,000 in total savings.
Okay, then that makes sense. I mean, so we're kind of putting 25, when you're multiplying that number by 25, that's saying that you're going to possibly have 25 years in retirement. So if you've hit that target, that's fantastic. But if you're falling a bit short, that might be a sign that you're not quite ready to clock out for good.
That's right. It's worth running the numbers to see where you stand. And basically, that's why having a financial service professional is so key in these decisions. If your nest egg isn't as large as you've hoped, working just one more year can make a big difference. Not only can it keep contributing to your retirement accounts, but also give your existing savings a little more time to grow. And if you're really far from your goal, even an extra year or two of savings might not completely close the gap. But here's the good news. Delaying retirement also means you're delaying claiming Social Security. Each year you wait beyond your full retirement age increases the benefit by 8% a year for life. That's a powerful way to help you make up for smaller savings balances.
Absolutely. And that's a great point, Kurt. So even if the numbers aren't exactly where you want them right now, a little patience and a little more time in the workforce can really pay off down the line. Just take a deep breath, because the next sign that we're retiring in 2026 might not be ideal if you're almost eligible for Medicare, but not quite there yet.
That's a big one. Healthcare can end up being one of the largest expenses in retirement. And I find also that it's one of the reasons that people postpone retirement. If you retire before if you're eligible for Medicare, you could face costly coverage gap. Medicare eligibility typically begins at age 65. So if you turn 64 in 2026, you're close, but you still have a year to bridge.
Well, and that 1 year can be surprisingly expensive. Absolutely, Kurt.
It really can. You might be able to stay at your workplace and plan, or get a plan through COBRA, or purchase your own plan through the marketplace. But both options can be very pricey. That could mean dipping into your savings earlier than planned, and that's never a great way to start retirement. Now, Medicare isn't free either. You still have costs like premiums, deductibles, copays, but in most cases, it's still a lot more affordable than trying to buy private policy on your own.
Absolutely. If you're just a year away from that Medicare milestone, waiting to retire until you're officially eligible might save you a lot of money and, of course, a lot of stress.
Definitely. One extra year of work could help avoid a big financial strain stepping into retirement with more confidence and health coverage that you can count on.
Okay, Kurt. So we've talked about savings and healthcare, but this next one's a little more personal. It's when you realize you have no idea what you'll actually do with all of this extra time in retirement. Will you nap? Will you travel? What are your hobbies?
That's really true, because a lot of people often focus on the financial side of retirement, but the emotional and mental side is just equally as important. Having all the free time sounds amazing until you realize you don't have a plan for how to fill it. You might love the idea of not having to report to work every day, but too much downtime can become a problem. So it's best not to retire until you have at least a general sense of what your days will look like and an action plan for retirement.
And this is one step that I definitely need to work on, because if I were to retire right now, I would have no idea what I would do. Maybe bake all day. What would you do, Kurt, if you retired right now?
Well, I'd still consult. I love helping people. So I wouldn't just shut everything down and do nothing. I would find a way to be healthy and productive with my semi-retirement or retirement age.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're telling me that you're never retiring.
I don't have any desire to, but I'm saying I love helping people get there. So that's the important part.
Yes. Well, because after the few, first weeks of retirement, of sleeping in and catching up on shows or maybe napping, you might start thinking, well, now what? Now what do I do? And how do I survive this? What do I do to keep going?
I completely agree. If you can't quite have a picture of your retirement routine yet, it might be a sign work another year. Use this time to explore new hobbies, volunteer opportunities, or even a side hustle. That may excite you. Sometimes these part-time projects turn into fulfilling second acts. And don't underestimate the social side either. Over the course of a year, you might meet like-minded people who share your interests, people you can travel with, garden with, or play music with.
Absolutely. And I just want to point out that if you do decide to go part-time with your work, make sure to consult your boss and make sure to tell them, because we don't want to end up like Kurt in the beginning of the episode where, you know, you just decide to go part-time and not discuss it. That's a great point, Kurt. And retirement isn't just about stepping away from something. It's about stepping towards something else, just like you previously mentioned.
Absolutely. Retirement is one of the biggest transitions you'll ever make, both financially and mentally. So it's not a decision to rush into. If any of these signs sound familiar, whether it's your savings, your healthcare, timing, or the readiness for the next chapter, it might be worth rethinking your plan to retire in 2026 and giving yourself just a little more time. Let's push forward with our conversation about strategically holding off on retirement by next considering Investopedia article. Thinking of delaying your retirement? You're not alone. Most people over 50 are pushing it back.
Yeah. And again, Kurt, for anyone listening who's realizing retirement might be a little further away than they originally planned, they're definitely not alone. I know that this can be frustrating and, you know, kind of negative, but you are not alone. And this is why we're talking about this, to get you through it and to come up with a plan.
Yes. In fact, recent surveys show that a lot of adults approaching retirement are making the same decision, and that's to work longer than they once expected. And it's just not older workers. Even younger generations are starting to think early retirement might not be realistic for them.
Absolutely. And I can agree with that. That's something that we've been hearing more and more about, people adjusting their expectations and their timelines. It's talking about expectation versus reality, and it's all about balancing everything.
And there's plenty of reasons someone might delay retirement, like health coverage, lifestyle goals, or just wanting to stay active. But for most adults over 50, it really does come down to savings. Whether they're trying to reach a target number or make up for lost time, staying in the workforce a little longer can help strengthen your overall financial foundation.
Absolutely. So, Kurt, it's not necessarily a setback. It's just a strategy that we're talking about.
That's a great way to put it, Jeff. And delaying retirement even by a year or two can give you more options, more confidence, and when you finally do decide to retire, make that move.
Absolutely. Well, so far, we've talked and discussed on how and why people might delay retirement, but who's actually doing it? Who is delaying it?
That's a terrific question, and the numbers might surprise you. Nearly a quarter of people approaching retirement say they're thinking about delaying it, according to a 2025 survey from F&G Annuities and Life Company. And get this, almost one-third of the people who are already retired say they're considering about unretiring or returning to work.
Oh, wow. Could you imagine? I mean, that's a lot of people thinking about just jumping right back in.
It is. And among Generation X, who are roughly between the ages of 45 and 60, as many as 54% of those retire early say they're thinking about going back to work. And this pattern shows up in other research as well. A survey from the Western and Southern Financial Group shared in that article found that the average American expects to retire at age 70. Even though most people want to retire close to 64, that's a pretty big gap, about 6 years on the average.
Wow. So typically 64, and now it's expecting to be age 70. And that gap seems to hold up across generations, right, Kurt?
Exactly. And here's how it breaks down. Gen Z hopes to retire around 61, but expects to retire close to 69. Millennials say they'd like to retire at 63, but think it's actually 71. Gen Xers expect 70, even though they prefer 65. And baby boomers, that's what I qualify as a baby boomer, they like to call it a day around 67. Most say it's close to 71 before they can.
Yeah. And Kurt, I can say the same thing about my parents. They are also baby boomers and, you know, they're roughly around 65 now and they don't see an end in sight. Let's put it that way. So basically, Kurt, every generation's dream retirement age is about 6 to 8 years earlier than reality.
Yes, and it highlights just how much financial landscape has shifted. Longer lifespans, rising costs, and the uncertainty around Social Security and healthcare all play a part. But the key takeaway is this. If you're thinking about delaying retirement, you're in good company.
Well, and it's not a sign of failure. It's a reflection of people being thoughtful, realistic, and proactive about their futures. But before we keep going with today's conversation, Kurt, can you please let our listeners know how they can schedule a complimentary consultation with you and your team to ask questions or for help building or adjusting their financial strategy so that they can stay on course toward their ideal retirement?
Absolutely. Just give us a call at 484-431-2874, or you can visit us online at my new and improved updated website, highvalueconsulting.org, to schedule a consultation. Only takes a few minutes. We're always happy to work around your schedule. And also, we have a 401k landing page. If you have any 401ks out there with previous employers that's not in your best interest anymore, give us a call for a free consultation, and we can gladly help you take it to the next level.
Absolutely. And a 401k rollover can be very confusing. So that's a great point that you brought up, Kurt. But so far as this episode continues, we've covered who's delaying retirement. But now, can we just touch on why?
That's right. For some people, it's less about numbers and more about lifestyle or purpose. I call it having an identity. In fact, about one third of people responded to the same F&G survey were referenced earlier saying they're delaying retirement or even considering unretiring because they worry about losing their sense of purpose or, like I said, identity.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Kurt, because after decades of working, it can be hard to suddenly just step away from the structure, the goals, and even the social connections that come with having a job.
Absolutely. Another 42% said they simply enjoy the challenge and the mental stipulation that work provides. And honestly, that's something I hear from clients all the time. People who find meaning in what they do and don't really ready to give that up just yet.
Absolutely. And that's the goal too, is to find meaning in what you do and to enjoy your job. So I love that. But not everyone is delaying retirement because they just have to, Kurt. Some are genuinely like want to keep working, like I just said.
Yeah, and I can give you an example. I had a client that this is several years ago. Was facing retirement and she was scared. She was totally scared. I said, listen, I've been doing this for 30 some years at that time. And I said, it's always that transition is rough. It's rough. But mm-hmm. once you get through the first 6 months and you have a schedule and a plan, mm-hmm. you go, I couldn't believe I'm here. I can't believe I'm here. I made it. And
yeah.
You have the next chapter of your life. And just the key is staying healthy and productive.
Yeah, absolutely. And having that plan prior to making the choice too, prior to making the choice to retire, having a plan for your time going into it is what's important too.
That's true. But the biggest reason is still financial. More than half of those delaying retirement or returning to work said they're worried about their financial situation. They don't feel like they've saved enough, want more flexibility, especially in this volatile economy.
Yeah, and that's completely understandable, Kurt. The last few years have reminded everyone how quickly things can change in markets, inflation, even healthcare costs.
And for many, that uncertainty makes it worth working just a little longer. Every additional paycheck, every contribution, every month of deferred withdrawals can help strengthen your overall financial position before you step into retirement.
Absolutely. Well, so to recap a bit, we've covered who's delaying retirement and why. But like most financial decisions, it's not all one-sided. There are definitely some pros and cons to think about.
Yes, delaying retirement or even returning to work after retiring can have some real benefits, but it's not the right move for everyone. The key is to understand both sides before you decide what's best for your particular situation.
Yeah, so Kurt, can we start with the pros?
First, delayed Social Security benefits. If you keep working and hold off claiming your benefit amount, your benefit amount grows. The Social Security Administration increases your benefit by about 8% every year that you delay past your full retirement age. That increase then becomes permanent. Second, there is more time to save. Every year you stay in the workforce, it's another year to contribute to your retirement account, like your 401k, your 403b, your IRA. And in 2025, The contribution limits are $23,500 for a 401k, 403b, or 457 plan, and approximately $7,000 for an IRA.
And if you're over 50, you get those extra catch-up opportunities, right, Kurt?
Yes. In 2025, workers age 50 or older can put in an extra $7,500 into a 401k or similar plan, and an additional $1,000 into an IRA. And if you're between the ages of 60 and 63, you can contribute even more, up to $11,250 in catch-up contributions for a 401k. That's a big advantage for folks trying to close the gap before retirement. Third, there's financial adaptability. When you're living on a fixed income, your flexibility is limited. But by continuing to work, you maintain a regular paycheck, gives you more options to handle surprise expenses, emergencies, or opportunities without dipping into your savings too soon.
Well, and those are some strong incentives to keep working a bit longer. But like you said, there's another side to it.
Right. Let's talk about a few of the cons. One is the physical and mental challenge, as we know. Working full-time can become tougher, especially in careers that are physically demanding, require long hours, or involve travel. Another is the difficulty finding work later in life. If you're trying to change jobs or unretire, age discrimination can be a real barrier, and that's sad. According to a study by AARP that's cited in this article, more than two-thirds of workers over 50 have seen or experienced age discrimination in the workplace.
And that's a really tough statistic, but definitely something people need to keep in mind when planning.
Then there's the family needs. A 2024 poll from the University of Michigan found about 8% of grandparents provide daily or near daily care for grandkids. And another 20% help at least once a week if your family depends on them in any way. Going back to work might limit your ability to help out. And finally, there's the personal side. Many retirees dream about traveling or pursuing hobbies in the early years of retirement and when they're younger and healthier. Working longer can delay these plans, and in some cases, these opportunities might not come around at all.
It really comes down to priorities, Kurt. What's most important to you right now and what you might be giving up or gaining by staying in the workforce just a little longer?
There's no one-size-fits-all answer. The best approach is to look at your finances, your goals, your lifestyle, and make decisions to keep you both comfortable and fulfilled.
Okay, Kurt, so this brings up the big question. How does someone actually decide whether to delay retirement or not?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Unfortunately, whether you delay retirement or even rejoin the workforce depends on your financial situation, your health, and your interests. And there's plenty of reasons to keep working longer than once planned. It's one of the biggest, simply, that people are living long. They're just living longer, and that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, well, and longevity really changes the math.
A 2020 report from the U.S. Census Bureau shared in this article found that from 1960 to 2017, life expectancy in the U.S. increased by 10 years, roughly from 69.7 years to 79.7 years old. That's the number that's expected to keep rising. While a longer life might mean you need to work longer to sustain your income, or might want to just stay active and engaged.
So can we just go back to that for a second? I mean, increased by 10 years? That's crazy. From 69.7 to 79.7. That is a long time. And if it doesn't have to be an all or nothing decision either, Kurt, because it's not just full-time work versus full-time retirement either. We have part-time, like we mentioned, or pursuing hobbies that might pay. All sorts of options here.
Yeah, I can give you an example too. I had a client that retired many years ago, and he was an engineer, very, very successful. And he decided he loved to read. And he took a position at a nursing home, reading 11 newspapers a day to the dementia and Alzheimer's units. And he says, I don't care if I get paid or not. But they did pay him a base rate, but he loved to read to people. And it gave him another purpose in his life.
Wow, that is such a moving story, Kurt. I love that.
Yeah, many retirees find a happy middle ground. Part-time work, like I was saying, can be a great way to stay involved in your community, explore new interests, or just keep a little extra income flowing. And again, if you love golf, maybe becoming a course marshal, which I've had clients do that. If you love animals, maybe work part-time at a pet store or volunteer at a shelter. Or if you prefer more flexibility, you might freelance as a tutor, consult, babysit, or even handmade crafts online. The key is to plan early, be intentional, and think about both your emotional needs and your financial needs. Again, it's all about planning, long-term planning for your retirement, and making sure that you have a healthy and active lifestyle.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think this conversation goes beyond just if you want to retire in 2026, right? I mean, we're talking about multiple years that can really influence all of our listeners. You know, no matter what generation you're in, no matter what you do for a career, it all depends on the balancing act and having a strategy and a plan put in place. And it's all about individuality and what your personal plan looks like. You know, we talk a lot about balance in the financial field, right, Kurt? And it's all about balancing, you know, what your needs are, your wants, and what you have. And so in this conversation, we're talking, yes, you still can retire if that is your plan and that is your goal, but it's all about what you have and working with a financial advisor and a financial professional to go over that plan with you.
And again, like I said, it's having a plan, working that plan, and making sure you stay in your lane and you target is the goal. In other words, whether it's retirement, semi-retirement, or a combination thereof. And again, it's achievable. It's just having a plan, implementing those actions, and making sure that, again, you don't deviate from the end goal.
Absolutely. Well, Kurt, do you have any stories of clients that maybe returned to work because they, I don't know, got bored?
Well, again, it's not that they get bored. It's not so much bored. It's identity. It's almost the identity is having a purpose, you know? And again, like I said, I've had several clients that have chose different directions because they just want to stay healthy and productive. But again, it's if you're lucky in life, which I am very grateful, very blessed, and very, very lucky, is that I found a career that I love. And to me, it's not work. And again, it's rough to walk away from it because this is my identity. This is what I do. And I can't see myself doing anything different. But again, I still have a plan, and that plan, as long as the good Lord wants me to continue doing what I'm doing, I'm going to stay the course. But again, I'm here to help. I'm here to give you the guidance and the education you need to make the right intelligent decisions.
Yeah. Well, this has been a terrific conversation today, Kurt. Any final insights before we sign off? Until next time.
Again, like I said, if you have any questions, you can reach out in my office at 484-431-2874, or my website, the new improved website through Lucid Media, is highvalueconsulting.org, and reach out for a complimentary consultation. We also will help you with any 401ks that are sitting at previous employers that are no longer meeting your needs and objectives. And we're here to give you the most prudent, thoughtful financial planning advice that you deserve.
All right. Well, thank you, Kurt. And thank you to our listeners. And tune in every week on the radio station. And you can also view our, you know, our radio show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon. And join us for another episode. But for now, this does it for this episode of Results Driven with our host, Kurt High.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.